You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6000.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. French security forces have put an end to a three-day terror rampage around Paris. They've killed the two brothers who staged a deadly attack at a satirical newspaper, and they've also killed an associate of the brothers after he seized a kosher supermarket to try to help them escape. In addition to the three terrorists, at least four hostages were killed today. With the end of two hostage seizures in Paris and the deaths of two suspects in the newspaper shootings, President Barack Obama says he's hopeful that the immediate threat posed by terrorists in Paris has now been resolved, but he says the French government continues to face the threat of terrorism. Some western New York roads are reopening to limited traffic after a blustery, snowy morning commute, but authorities say the storm isn't over yet. The nearly 60-mile stretch of the state thruway between Buffalo and the Pennsylvania border remains closed. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
President Barack Obama says his plan for 2 years of free community college for any American will help train the workforce and improve U.S. competitiveness with other countries. Community college student Jose Cruz says he thinks more people would aspire to go to college if they could get financial help.
for people who can't afford college, it would actually, you know, help them get a startup feeling of, hey, maybe I should go through this.
Cruz says he thinks the president's community college proposal will help motivate more kids to stay in school.
My feelings towards Obama's decision to fund for the first 2 years of college is that it will give people an incentive to actually go through high school and actually graduate with good grades, no matter whether they're decided of their future career path.
The White House says the program will cost the federal government about $60 billion over 10 years. Details on how Obama proposes to pay for it are to be released next month. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Music legend Andre Crouch has died at the age of 72. John Clemens reports.
His accolades include 7 Grammy Awards, 6 GMA Dove Awards, and his Academy Award nomination for The Color Purple. His songs were recorded by everyone from Elvis Presley to Paul Simon, Diana Ross, Quincy Jones, and many others. His best-known gospel songs included The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power and My Tribute, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory.
Andre Crouch and his sister Sandra served as pastors of the New Christ Church in San Fernando, California. Andre Crouch, gone at the age of 72 after suffering cardiac arrest. I'm John Clemens.
A judge says a Malaysian businessman and his son can't play poker at Las Vegas casinos while they await a ruling on whether the FBI illegally entered their hotel suites to investigate what prosecutors say was a $13 million illegal internet gambling ring. U.S. Magistrate Judge Carl Hoffman says he won't lift an order for the man and his son not to gamble while they're free on a combined $2.5 million bail. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, we'll be here with the sports guys. We're running a little late and had to get a few spots in. But just so you know, talk about the weather today, January 9th. going to be low about 9 degrees tonight, so don't complain, because if you were in Green Bay, it's been 25 to 30 below zero every night for about a week. They have snow, and they're hoping that they'll have a high of 12 degrees above zero, 12 degrees at the start of the game on Sunday, but I know everybody only wants to talk hockey. So in any event, the weather tomorrow, sunny, about 20 degrees. Sunday, again, mostly sunny, up to 32 degrees. And then looking into beginning of the week, about a 60% chance of a wintry mix of snow and sleet and rain, depending on where you are. So in any event, we're here with the sports guys. Bill Wolfson, Ken.
And hello.
Unfortunately, John Manfreda's not with us, and I'm Pat Smits, and we have a lot to talk about today. I know that Bill wants to talk about, and I know it's not the Eagles, so what are you jumping in your seat for?
I know he doesn't want to talk about the Eagles.
Well, you're absolutely right, folks. It's a little after 5 o'clock somewhere, but that's right here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio in beautiful frozen downtown Flemington, that's starting to look more and more like Saskatoon around here, Pat.
Oh, please.
You know, Pat, Philadelphia sports teams work in futility a lot like Michelangelo worked in marble. And back in 72-73, when I was a Temple University student, the Philadelphia 76ers had a season that excels in futility. They went 9-72. And it looks like they're heading for breaking their record, folks. So I'm rooting for the Sixers to lose and to have the worst record ever of any NBA team, although the Knicks this year are not far behind, and the Nets are looking pretty bad as well.
I tell you what, though, Bill. Not that I'm a big NBA fan, because I'm not.
I'm not.
However,
either.
I know this. Philly's won 5 games. Yeah. The Knicks have won 5 games. But Philly at least has a couple of young players that they can build on.
That's
at this
true.
Point, the Knicks really have nothing to build. They have Carmelo Anthony, who is injured right now.
He's sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back this season.
The Knicks are looking forward to draft picks and free agent signings next year or maybe 2 years down the road, whereas the Sixers have a couple of guys that look like they, you know, right now that might help them for the future. But I tell you, that 9 wins is going to be an exciting race. The Knicks have lost 14 straight.
Let me tell you something.
And the Sixers lost 17 in a row. I think the Knicks can beat that, though.
You think the Knicks can be worse than the Sixers?
Yes.
I'm very yes. interested in how we have this race to the bottom.
We'll have to have a gentleman's bet on that.
Yeah, exactly. A case of tasty cake. the other thing that's of interest, is there anybody out there who hasn't been sick over the last few weeks? Because certainly in the National Hockey League, there's been an epidemic of mumps.
What's
said
up
mumps,
with that?
Not lumps, but mumps.
Well, the Rangers are administering the lumps.
Yeah, well,
12 out of 13.
Well, that's true. And the Flyers managed to lose 5 in a row after winning 4 in a row. They lost 5 in a row, came home, and they actually won a shootout against Carolina, and then the next night they beat a good Washington Capitals team in overtime last night, 4-3. So, you know, there's still a pulse there, but I just wonder whether they're just a flash in the pan, because they really don't seem to be a particularly good team or particularly well-playing team, charging top dollar for seats. But
you know what's weird? They have the leading scorer in the league.
Yeah,
And they have Giroux. Voracek is leading the league in scoring. Giroux is about third or fourth in the league in scoring. And yet, they have a losing record. So it just goes to show you there's more to than just offense.
That's right. But, you know, there's a core for them to build a decent team around. Their defense is just not what it should be. Additionally, they're not getting the kind of play they were hoping to get out of Shane Couturier, although he did have a goal the other night. Wayne Simmonds continues to be a very productive player for them. And even LeCavalier and Atkinson have woken up on a fourth line.
You know what's
so
great, though,
the pressure's
though,
off LeCavalier.
You know what's great?
What?
The Flyers have a bad team, mm-hmm. but I have Voracek and Giroux on my fantasy team. So I'm in first place. I'm all for whatever the Flyers are doing. Just keep doing it.
Well, that's why they call it a fantasy team, folks. Or a fantasy league. Because, you know, it's very disappointing. They're not even fun to watch lately. I think that they ought to bring back a couple of goons, just so that, you know, if you can't win, then at least there'll be a lot of fighting and screaming and yelling.
If you can't beat him up.
That's the idea. That's
okay.
Well, at least you would think you want, if you have a city with two teams, you know, both football and hockey, well, and or three teams, and baseball, you got to have one of them being a winner.
Let's, for one minute.
Well, you know, the Philadelphia has had some decent teams, and, you know, the Eagles went 10-6, and unfortunately, they got the table run on them at the end of the season. The game against the Cowboys, who they had beaten pretty badly, it was payback. Losing to Washington was astonishing to me.
That was a killer.
Yes.
Yeah, but that killed them. And Seattle, I figured they only had a shot.
Well, frankly, I didn't even think they had a shot at Seattle.
How did that team miss the playoffs, though? The Eagles are a good team.
Because Dallas really, they were hot at the end.
But
and
they
still
lost
hot.
To Washington. They lost the game. They lost three in a row.
That's true.
I mean, when they beat the Giants the first time, I figured this is a team, if they don't win the division, they'll easily make the wild card. And yet they managed to miss it. It amazes me.
Well, and then you have, you know, then there's a whole controversy because they were 10-6, and shouldn't they be in the playoff rather than a team that had a losing record?
Well, remember, in the Southeast Conference, South Division, nobody had a winning record.
That's right. That's the point. So should they, you know, should the division, if you have such a weak division, should they get into the playoffs as a, you know?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously, the Eagles had a better season than Carolina, but you got to win your division. You got to win your divisional games, and you got to win your division. And the Eagles, incredibly enough, couldn't do it.
Yeah, Pat, I wanted to find out which public officials Jerry Jones is bringing to the Green Bay game.
Please. I mean, let's not even go there.
Did you see the video of that?
Oh, it was disgusting. I'm sorry. And did he really need to wear a red sweater? I mean, come on. And it's only, I can't tell you the jokes about New Jersey as a result of that. I mean, you know, New Jersey is always the butt of jokes. Do you want to make it more so by that kind of a display?
I thought Philadelphia was the biggest joke, no?
Oh, no. New Jersey around the country?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't mean sports. I'm just talking about
in general.
It was W.C. Fields did not say on his headstone, "I'd rather be here than in New Jersey."
He said he'd rather be here than in Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know.
And the Phillies did trade Jimmy Rollins last week.
They did?
They did. He's on the Dodgers now.
Well, that's not so I guess.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this latest Christie situation is, you know, the cost of all of that to the New Jersey taxpayers, and the question about ethics of an official, you know, getting transported by a team. I suppose in some ways they'll say, well, you know, it's not like Jerry Jones has any business in New Jersey, but
he does.
Politically smart for another very basic reason. All of South Jersey are Eagles fans.
Well, that's true.
I mean, if he were running for office again in New Jersey, he'd really have a tough time with South Jersey because he's a Giants fan, which nobody can really hold against him in the political arena. But now that he's been shown in public hugging Jerry Jones of the Cowboys, the Eagles,
and going to both the last two games. But we're going to the last two games.
Ironically, Jerry Jones owns a company that has been awarded contracts by the state of New Jersey.
You're kidding.
No.
Yes, it's true.
Can't make that up.
Yeah.
Do I know what kind of business it is? No, I don't. But I know he owns companies that Chris Christie and the state of New Jersey has awarded contracts to. That's a fact.
Well, let me help you.
Somebody call in and help me out with the companies. But
I'll help you. I can help you right now.
All right.
Phone call.
There we go.
The New York, New Jersey Port Authority, which the two governors control, Cuomo and Christie control, built a new World Trade Center, and the upper floor is a restaurant, and a company that Jerry Jones owns won that contract.
Uh-huh. The plot thickens.
So now the plot thickens. There may be others out there that I don't know about. But this is the kind of thing I think you really have to run by your ethics counsel before you accept a ticket like that. It's one thing for a governor to bet a cheesesteak against, you know, a turkey or something like that. You know, you have those.
Oh, that's bets. Different.
Who cares about that? But on the other hand, you have the problem of, here is somebody being wined and dined in a luxury suite who has the ability to control public funds. And maybe it's all on the up and up. Maybe it isn't. But it's just not smart.
Yeah. You don't suppose the New Jersey taxpayers paid for that trip to Dallas, do you?
What they did pay for is they paid for his security. Remember, when he travels, he has to have, I believe it's state troopers that go with him. So even though they may not have paid for him, we all paid for the state troopers.
I'm not feeling any better about this. I feel worse and worse about this every second.
Oh, I, you know.
I thought it was bad enough to see him jumping around and dancing and high-fiving.
In the red sweater that...
In a Cowboys game.
In a Cowboys game. At two Cowboys games. Ugh. Wasn't he at the one... The last game that they played, I don't want to say because maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember.
Believe he was at that. I believe that was the second time he was in Jerry Jones's private box.
That could very
hosted.
Well be. I just don't know.
And, you know, I understand that, you know, they're saying, well, he didn't have to pay for that because Jerry Jones sent his plane to New Jersey to send him down there. But whatever. I mean, looked
why
bad.
Did Jerry Jones send his private plane to pick up somebody, unless that there was a intense relationship there beyond just being a fan?
Well, you're right.
Right?
Right.
That's what comes to mind right away for me. You don't do that for a guy because he's a big fan. You do it because he's a business partner, perhaps?
I don't know, but all I know is it looks bad. It just doesn't look proper. And I would say the same thing if he went out to Lambeau and was in Ted Thompson's box at Lambeau. And, of course, Ted Thompson doesn't own the Packers. I mean, the Packers are owned by the city of Green Bay. But it just didn't look classy.
No.
But then, you know, we could talk more about some of the more recent things on the law program. And this is just sports. But, you know, wait a minute. I'm wondering if he does go to Green Bay as a Jerry Jones and is in Jerry Jones's box in Green Bay.
Would that be shocking to see him at Sunday's game?
Oh, he better not.
Would be shocking to me.
He better not.
It wouldn't shock me. I think it's just the way New Jersey is these days. Remember, this is a state that's got a very peculiar political infrastructure from its founding. You had Lord Carteret, and I forget who the other one was, in colonial times, whereas... Pennsylvania was founded by Quakers and William Penn, so they're a little bit more squeaky clean, although I hear the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, Patricia Kane, may be getting arrested for leaking grand jury information.
It's the appearance of impropriety. Whether or not there's anything improper, whether or not there's been any side business deals, that's not the point. It's the appearance of impropriety. And, you know, look, if he's a huge football fan, fine. Go pay for your ticket. I'm sure you'd be able to get a ticket, but not that display.
You know, yep, if this was your lunchbox, Jerry Jones would not be sending his airplane for him.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Have him in the luxury box.
But I'm surprised you guys aren't talking about the musical chairs with all the football coaches and assistant coaches that are... You know.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of moving around, but right now the interviewing is the interviewing season, and getting permission to interview the assistant coaches for the teams that aren't in the playoffs presently, or for the people who are just sitting on the sidelines. I think Rex Ryan is going to end up in Atlanta.
Well, that I know he's interviewed down there.
Yeah, he did interview there. I thought Rex would be a great sportscaster, color guy,
because right.
He's interesting to listen to. He's funny. And he's very knowledgeable about football.
Right.
And, you know, say what you like about his tenure with the Jets. He was fun to listen to and fun to watch. You never knew it was going to come out of his mouth.
Well, what's amazing to me is what Michigan is going to pay Harbaugh. I mean, rumors are,
It's like $50 million.
Well, rumors were that it was at least $40 million.
That's crazy.
And you know how a Big Ten college can pay that much for their football coach, you know, and yet they say that most of these colleges, big colleges, make money on football. Although I've heard Rutgers loses money, which is par for the course.
Well, that sounds like another New Jersey joke ready to start. But they're in the Big Ten now. Give them a couple years, and they'll be generating money, too. I mean, there's no way Michigan University can afford to pay somebody $40 million to a program that's losing money. I mean, that's just black and white numbers. So,
but the fact is, to pay that kind of money, if the program is making money, then it should be paying for some of the other sports that don't make money.
Right.
I don't know. I just find that an
absolutely
unbelievable amount of money to be paying a football coach. I'm sorry.
But, Pat, that's going to be the new standard now. You know, every time you know you climb it, you think you're at the top of the mountain, and then next year or 2 years down, somebody else is going to will get that much or more from another university. Why shouldn't? Or maybe he'll go. You know, you never know. You never know. I mean, free agents in baseball and any sport, every year it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and now here come the coaches.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're going to have a very unusual cost structure now, and what happens when the financial underpinnings go away? Remember, what's funding college football and pro football right now is the Big Eye television. And the endorsements and the product placements and the manufacturers of sportswear or beer or cars or what have you. And what happens when the networks become even more fragmented than they are now with cable? A lot of people are cutting the cord. I'm thinking about doing it next week with Comcast and just going down to either the very basic service because I get a lot of stuff on the internet now, or going to Dish TV, which is even cheaper. So you've got a tremendous, you're going to have a tremendous gap between the schools that have a significant program and are getting significant payments out of their conference, and then the have-nots.
Bill, I have to disagree. I think, you know, people like us, we got satellite just because of football, and we pay for that package even though, you know, almost all the games now, or many of the games, were on network television. But, you know, if there's going to be a couple games that Dave can't get, we're going to have that dish. So, and now with, you know, I was looking at Sunday, they're going to start out, it's going to be an interesting program. They're starting at 7 in the morning, Sterling Sharp, the former, you know, Packer, and who else? I'm blanking on the name for the former Dallas player. They're, you know, that should be a real shootout in the morning talking about them. You know, they're going to be spending all morning talking about the game, you know, the Dallas Green Bay Packer game. And
finally, we get to the Dallas Green Bay Packer game. Now, let me ask you a question because I don't know this. I'm a little bit behind. I know Aaron Rodgers has a torn calf.
Yeah.
Injured. Was that the one that was administered by the Detroit Lions defensive lineman?
No.
It wasn't.
No, actually, he had a calf. No, what Sue did.
Endicon Sue. I can never pronounce his name right.
But
sorry.
What he did is he, it was.
He stomped him a couple of times.
Well, and what he did is, Rodgers already had the injured calf.
Oh, okay.
But what he did is he stepped back on his ankle.
Ooh.
And then did it a second time.
Hmm.
So it was, you know, whatever you want to say, it was clear that even if for some reason the first one was inadvertent, the second one could not have been. I mean, it was just a deliberate, and he's done it, you know, he did it the game before. I mean, he's a dirty player.
He's the dirtiest player in the history of the league.
Dirty, dirty player. And frankly, I don't know why they overturned his suspension. I thought that the suspension, you know, suspending the guy for a game meant something. Fining him $70,000, you know, big deal. These guys are making millions.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like us getting a parking ticket or a speeding ticket.
You're right.
It I thought that you know, at the very, you know, minimum, there should have been that one game.
I totally
suspension.
Agree.
Disappointed when they rescinded the suspension, totally, because when does the suspension hurts the most? When your team's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And everyone was complaining. Now I'm a Giants fan. Just let me state that. Everyone was going to say, oh, well, Dallas got all the calls against the Lions. The Lions got the big call by allowing him to play.
Absolutely.
That's a different game if he's not playing it.
Absolutely. And
that was a bad call.
There was a bad call.
But, yeah, you know, calls go both ways. But I could not, to this minute, I don't know how they could have reinstated that guy. He's been suspended, what, 3 or 4 times already for doing exactly what he did to Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's done it before.
With malice.
And, I mean, that was the thing. It was so, no matter who would try to defend him on the first, you know, he did it, and then he did it, you know, he did it again. I mean,
right.
I think he stepped back, so, all right. Assume for a minute that wasn't deliberate. I think it was. But certainly, then the second time he went back, he knew he had stepped on him.
Right.
So, and I mean, it was consecutive. But no, his calf had been injured in a game.
Okay.
And then, but this last game, I mean, luckily he got the bye, but I'm not sure that he's...
But it was just revealed a day or two ago that it was actually torn, right? There was always this mystery about it. It's hurt.
Right.
He doesn't, you know what it is. All of a sudden now it's torn.
Yeah.
Why
did
they announce that 2 days before? Is that the Las Vegas guys that are demanding that be?
I don't know.
That's fishy, isn't it?
He's
had it for
a
couple weeks, and 2 days before the game they announce it's torn.
And so, I mean, the real question is whether or not. I mean, he'll play if he can limp out there, but there's a real concern, and of course Dallas has to be preparing for the game. If Rodgers' calf is okay, and if it isn't. I mean, if it isn't, then they keep him in the pocket. He can't run around. It's going to be a very different game.
Well, remember something. You have Dallas that adapted very well after losing to the Eagles. You had Dallas that literally ran the table at the end of the season, and I think Dallas is hot, and they could surprise Green Bay.
Oh, I think they're very hot. I mean, I think Dallas is hot, and I'm really concerned about Rodgers. I think his injury is more than they're even letting people out.
Right.
I mean, he didn't practice on Wednesday. Apparently, he did something on Thursday, yesterday. I'm not sure. He had the bye. Thank goodness he had the bye. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. And that's not the time of year you want your quarterback
that
hurt.
Sounds very painful, right? Torn calf?
Oh.
Sounds very painful.
Oh, well, you could, if you saw when that's he went hurt. Down... now it had been injured, but then when he went down the last time, I mean you could just see. I mean he went down, he was grabbing it. You know, that was.
I mean, that sounds like something that takes weeks, if not months, to heal.
I would think
right?
so. I would think so.
I mean, they can wrap it, they can shoot him up with whatever they shoot him up with, but I can't believe that he's not going to feel that at some point.
Oh, there's no question, and I don't think the cold is. He thinks the cold actually will help. That, you know, the colder it is, the better it is, because he won't be able to
feel
it as much.
It's a good story, Aaron.
Anyway, let's take a short
break
for news, and then we'll be
right back.
When we make our...
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Megan Jones-Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. The Hunter and County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down. Falling down, falling down, London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145. including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Ford, New Jersey.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
We're back. We're the sports guys, and we're talking. If we can, we'll talk a little football now.
Well, Pat, you know, your Packers are hosting the Cowboys this weekend in what I'm calling Ice Bowl 2. It's a Sunday kickoff at 1 o'clock, which means it's, what, 11 o'clock in Green Bay?
No. It's a 12 o'clock game.
12 o'clock. Okay. So do you think it will be, let's start with the over-under first. Over or under zero degrees?
Well, actually, it's supposed to be very warm in Green Bay. It's supposed to be 12 degrees.
Oh, okay.
And if they played a night game, thank God they weren't playing a night game. It's been 25 to 30 below zero out there. It's been snowing. It's cold.
12 degrees. It's going to be nice and warm.
That's warm.
People in shorts.
Now, at least for Green Bay, that really will be the best they can hope for.
How do you think the Cowboys will be able to play Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is supposed to have an injured calf. There's a torn calf muscle. We've heard that they prepared to play him both with and without his mobility. How do the Green Bay Packers manage to keep Dallas from shutting them down on offense?
Well, I think the one thing they have to do is protect him. I mean, they really need to protect him, especially if he isn't mobile and that he has to stay. You know, if he's not mobile, it's a totally different game. And I think we won't know that until probably the third play of the game. Because if the, you know, by the third play of the game, we'll see. If it's a total running game, if he's staying in the box, if he's not running around, I think Dallas will have his number very quickly, and that's going to be a shame because it will give them, I believe that'll give them a huge advantage, huge advantage. Not that Aaron won't play a good game, but he won't play his game.
I think it'll be very interesting. I think the Packers are going to have to be very careful that they don't fall behind, because if Aaron Rodgers gets into a situation where he's dropping back the pass on virtually every play, say that they fall behind by 10 points or whatever, that'll play right into the Cowboys' hands.
I agree.
And they really need to come out and take – they need to play from ahead in that game, because if he has to throw the ball 45 times or something like that, there's that much more chance for him to – aggravate the injury, and I'm not even sure you'd probably be able to fill me in. I'm not sure who the Packers' backup quarterback is. I don't know if he's somebody that could come
in. Well, it's Matt Flynn, but unfortunately, I don't think that Matt Flynn can come in and lead the Packers to a victory. I mean, it'd be nice, but that's not going to happen.
If they're behind 24-20 in the fourth quarter, is Matt Flynn going to drive him down the field and get the winning touchdown? I don't think so. So I think they need to play from ahead.
Well, and I think that, the rushing game, I mean, obviously they have to have a great rushing game, because that would be the only thing. If they can come out and get enough rushing yards to get down, make that first touchdown, I think that will, alleviate some of the concern or pressure.
Well, it was interesting because the Lions thought to pick Dallas apart with a series of short passes and some runs, and Dallas's defensive line and defensive backs really stopped them. There's some times where I really thought the Lions were going to break it and get out ahead of them, and the holes just didn't open. There was a fourth and one in the second half where there was no place for this back to go. The hole did not open. Now, granted, Green Bay has a better offensive line by far than the Detroit Lions, but I am convinced that Green Bay's offensive line has to really dig deep and find a game where they're blowing Dallas off the line.
Well, I think the other thing that, I'm really looking at Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, and if they can get to Tony Romo a few times early on in the game, that is also going to be really significant, and I think that's they're obviously that's going to be their game plan, and whether or not his offensive line can protect him.
I think this will be a high scoring game. Do you guys agree? I think the Cowboys will be able to put points up on the Packers. And vice versa.
And let's look at the field. I mean, the interesting thing, you talk about that, but the that game, the field, and I think I mentioned this before, I mean, they have an elaborate system in that field, and they keep it warm, but if it freezes, I mean, that's what happened with the Ice Bowl. The field was frozen, and so that system hurt, didn't help. And there have been some really blowout fun games in snow. I don't know if there's snow predicted. I know it's been snowing pretty much every day in Green Bay. They've got a lot of snow. So that would be the other thing that could really be a game changer if, in fact, on Sunday it starts snowing at about noon when they start playing the game, because that would be a whole different game.
And we have a phone call. Let's find out if this is the missing John Manfreda.
So I'm not sure what the point spread is in this game, but
I haven't checked.
I think if I was a gambling man, which I'm not, I think I would take the Cowboys and take the, I'm sure there's got to be
three or four
points. If I was a betting man, I'd take the Cowboys and the points in this game, only because Rodgers is hurt. Otherwise, I would take the Packers. What do you think?
I think Rodgers will play a good game no matter what, whether he's hurt or not, and I think he's still going to be mobile. And what I like is when Rodgers takes off with the ball, gets those 5 or 8 yards and a first down, he knows how to slide, he knows how to protect his calf, and he's going to be just fine. What I'm really hoping for, though, is that it's the game that I don't want. It's the one game I don't want to be a blowout. I want Green Bay to win, but I want the outcome in doubt until the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the best game. There's four good games, but I think that's the best game of the week.
You know, I'm looking forward to Colts Broncos too.
What do you think about that? That's another one of the potential for a shootout with two hot quarterbacks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely right. I mean, you've got Andrew Luck, and you've got Manning, and so it seems to me that there's going to be a real shootout there. You got good receivers on both sides. I think the Broncos pull it out by 4 or 5, though.
That's another one. And inevitably, all season, when we start talking about games and point spreads and so on and so forth, what do I always say? Which one's the home team? Because I always,
you think the home team
60% of the time they win in the NFL. This week,
you think it's going to be?
If I was a betting man, I would take all road teams. Well, I take every one.
You take every road team. You know, the Cowboys have not lost on the road this year.
8-0. First time in history, right? An 8-0 road team is playing an 8-0 home team. Something's got to give.
I didn't realize that. That's true. Green Bay did not lose at home.
Something's got to give.
By the way, Bill, John Manfreda just called in, but for some reason we can't get incoming calls on the air today.
Oh,
so
no.
He's going to try to call you on your cell phone, so we'll try to see if we can't put him on the air. And otherwise, John said he's been involved in a closing that he's just finishing, so that's why he couldn't get here today. And I'm sure that he'd have a lot to say about the games this weekend. But that's interesting that you think that all of the...
Now, I'm not saying they're all going to win.
Oh,
the road teams. But I would take them because they're all getting points. They're all underdogs. Every one of them's an underdog.
Oh, I see. You're going to take them with the points.
Particularly, my favorite this weekend, I know this sounds crazy, is the Panthers.
Really?
Why really? Not?
They're getting points.
How many points?
I think I'm going to say 7.5.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think Seattle's going to be able to score a lot of points. I see Seattle winning maybe 16-13, 17-14, something like that. But I think Carolina will keep it close. And as you know, in the NFL, crazy stuff happens. If it's late and it's close in the fourth quarter, a fumble, an interception, a bad call by the refs, something could happen. I would not be shocked if Carolina pulled an upset there.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that Seattle may be trying to do is save themselves for the championship game also. So if they can get ahead, I'm not sure that they'll want to do a 100-0 game.
Right.
I think what they're going to try to do is make sure that they get enough scores on the board and then probably coast a little bit.
Carolina's won 5 in a row. And I wouldn't
want
if I'm an offensive team, I don't want to play that defense right now. They're the hardest hitting team out of the 8 that are left, in my opinion. Definitely the hardest hitting in the NFC. The others are, I consider the Cowboys, and with all due respect, Pat, they're kind of a finesse team.
Okay.
They don't come in and out overpower people. And in the playoffs, very often you see the physical teams assert themselves in a playoff scenario. So I like the Panthers. I hate to say this, Pat. I would take the Cowboys and the points if I was a betting man because Rodgers is hurt. I would take the Colts and Andrew Luck against the Broncos.
Oh, I think Andrew Luck is, he could be, he could pull that out.
He could pull that out. And New England does not have a long track record history of beating the Ravens in the playoffs in New England. The Ravens have beaten 2 out of 3 times in playoff games in New England. So, again,
really?
I think they're a harder-hitting team. And that's my basis when I watch a football game, particularly a playoff game, which team hits harder.
So you actually think it could be playoff could be the Well, I'm hoping my Packers hold it together.
Oh, I am too. I think a lot
and
of people are.
And I would love to see the Panthers win against
Seattle.
Because I do think that I think Green Bay would have a better chance against the Panthers.
Absolutely.
And anybody, the other problem though that you're not thinking about is going into Seattle is a really really tough stadium. I mean, the noise level is unbelievable.
How crazy would it be, Pat, if Carolina ends up being the NFC champion, a team that was 3-8 a month ago, They win their last four games. They win the first round playoff game. I mean, yes, it would take two monster upsets against Seattle and the winner of the Dallas Green Bay game, but it's not inconceivable.
Well, I think at this time of year, look, all of the teams are good. I mean, there's no real fluke here. And I have to tell you, I like Andrew Luck. I think he's one of the, you know, one of that crop of rookies that came out that same year that he's really, really shown talent.
Andrew Luck shows me every week that he certainly is a big league quarterback. He's got a good arm. He's got some football sense. He doesn't throw into coverage, whereas I see a guy like Tony Romo who will force the ball into coverage. And I noticed with the Detroit Lions, Stafford could not identify double coverage very well because Dallas had him absolutely flummoxed on a number of plays where he thought he was throwing into single coverage and ball was intercepted. So it's very interesting to me comparing Stafford's performance with Luck's performance a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I think Luck is terrific. By the way, I have to admit that I think Romo is a better quarterback than I ever gave him credit for being. I will say
he's
that.
He's good.
And, you know, I think he's shown that this year. And, you know, of course, it'll be interesting in the Smits family because Dave and I, of course, are diehard Packer fans. We've decided that we can't watch the game with our daughter. We're not going to do it. I was going to go out to the game, but then... You know, just decided I've been too busy.
Let me ask you both a question. Do you think Dallas is a team that's caught the lightning in the bottle and can get to a Super Bowl and win it? Because they certainly look hot right now.
Well, I have to tell you that in some ways it reminds me of the Giants when they went to the Super Bowl. They got hot the second half of the season. You know, they went into Green Bay.
They were 9-7 and beat Green Bay.
They went into Green Bay. Yeah, I know. I sat there and saw Brett Favre throw the interception. But I remember that the other thing, their strategy at that game was so great. I mean, they shut down Harris. They really were hot and played and knew how to play that game to win, and they did. Unfortunately, I see Dallas as also... They played Detroit. They really played Detroit well. I mean, that was a good game. I mean, I thought there were some bad calls, but on the other hand, you know, other than seeing our governor there, it was a fun game. It was a fun game to watch. I really enjoyed that game, and I'm not big on watching, you know, football if it's not my Packers ordinarily. But I enjoyed that game, and I thought it was a good game, and I think Dallas. I hate to say it, but I think it's a toss-up. I'm not surprised that there's only 3 points, and I wouldn't be surprised if that point spread changed a little bit in favor of the Cowboys.
So let's say Dallas gets past Green Bay. Can they get past the Seahawks? I think Seahawks beat the Panthers, but can they get past either the Seahawks or the Panthers and get to the big dance?
Well, I mean, the Seahawks have really, you know, look, on any given Sunday, as we said, anybody can do it. And I thought the Seahawks were going to be more consistent through the year, and they've lost some games that, you know, you would have thought they would win.
They are the top seed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're number one. Green Bay's number two. That's why if Green Bay wins... They still have to go out to Seattle to play because they're still number one.
Is Seattle a dome stadium?
Yes, I thought. Yes, so. I'm almost positive.
Used to be. I remember Ken Griffey blew up the King Dome, right? He pressed the button and blew it up.
You know, I think it is because that's one of the reasons it's so loud. But maybe I could be wrong. I mean, it's one of the louder stadiums, and I remember I loved it this year because you know the Vikings couldn't play in their stadium because of. Roof had collapsed, so they played outside this year, and I think that made a difference, honestly, too.
I think Dallas, if they get by Green Bay, I could definitely see them winning the Super Bowl. They have the best offensive line, they have the best running back, Romo's playing well, and their defense is decent. And in today's NFL, that's all you need is a decent defense. If you hold a team under 400 yards, that's a win. For a defensive coordinator, under 400 yards, I did my job. It's crazy to say. 400 yards used to be, oh, wow, yeah, 400 wow, yards. Wow. Now it's no big deal.
Well, point taken, if Dallas can score a lot of points and stay with Green Bay in the fourth quarter, I think it's a toss-up.
Yeah, I don't want to see Seattle again in the Super Bowl. I just don't. I'd rather see one of the more old-time, venerable teams like the Cowboys or the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Cowboys aren't an old, venerable
team.
We
haven't talked much about the AFC.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They're over 50 years old.
Oh, I mean, you got to talk about Chicago and Green Bay.
How many Super Bowls
the Steelers.
They've been in seven Super Bowls, eight Super Bowls, maybe more, nine. I mean, you know what I mean? They're, and nobody, let's not forget, less of all the referees, nobody moves the ratings needle on television like the Dallas Cowboys do.
Automatically. Really?
Yes, absolutely. They are the favorite team. Either love them or you hate them, but everybody watches them.
Hmm.
I wonder if the referee had that in mind when they pulled that flag last week.
That was unfortunate, I think. That.
Never have I seen, and again, never. I'm not blaming that on the, you know, I'm not saying the Lions lost the game, but I've never seen where they actually moved the ball. They marked off the penalty, and then they moved it back and said there's no flag?
Exactly.
Never have I seen that.
I mean, the only excuse that I heard is, well, these referees don't usually play together. Right. Play together. These referees don't usually ref together, but come on.
But one guy saw it. He saw it to the point where he picked up the ball, moved it, and he got overruled by these two other guys.
But the guy who was right there was the one who threw the flag and moved the ball, and then, you know.
Oh, and the other guys came over and said, you didn't see what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bit...
things that make you say,
I'm surprised that Governor Christie wasn't the referee out there calling that one.
Well, you know, we had an interesting time. We've got a very exciting weekend of football, and then we've got the conference championships the week after that, and then we've got a week with no football. So we're going to have to find something to do, and I guess that's going to be hockey weekend, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. You know, this past weekend, I really felt that it was no football because I didn't – I mean, I watched, but I didn't – you know how it is?
Week.
I wasn't – no, because
right.
My team had a bye week.
Right.
I still watched the Dallas game, but not in the same intensity as usual.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard when you're compelled, when your team's in the same conference as the Detroit Lions, to root for the Detroit Lions.
Oh, it was horrible, but I had to.
It was sort of
especially
like,
with Sue. You know, I wanted to go out there and stomp on his ankles and to have to, you know, really hope that this team. But, you know, if Detroit had won, they would not have been playing the Packers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they would not have played the Packers. So that was the other reason.
They would have played the Patriots. They would have played the Seahawks.
They would have played the Seahawks.
They would have played the Seahawks.
And the Panthers would have played the Packers.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Well, I can't remember. Yeah, I think it would have been the Panthers because definitely Detroit was not.
Oh, because Detroit's not a division winner.
Right.
So they have to play the top seed.
Right.
They
had to play.
Wild card team.
Oh, so I guess the Cowboys were rooting for the Lions too then, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers were definitely rooting for the Lions.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. All Packer fans were rooting for the Lions. I mean, as hard as it was, especially after what Sue had done to...
Right after that game, I have to believe every Green Bay fan who was rooting for the Lions took a long shower. They probably felt dirty.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is because, of course, my daughter Sue and grandson, little Dylan, are such Dallas fans, we couldn't watch that game with them either because we couldn't dare root against Dallas. And still have not admitted that we did so to Dylan. In any event, guys, I think any last comments? Because
any
we're about
shots?
Wrapped it up. And
looking forward to next year with the New York Giants, once again led by Tom Coughlin, and hopefully by newly crowned defensive coordinator and former Giant Super Bowl winner, Pepper Johnson, as their defensive coordinator, will be in this position and will be talking.